But then, almost exactly half an hour later, he would return and do and say it all again. Felix wondered what the man did in the meantime. Watched the clock, probably. It made him a bit queasy at first. Later, he enjoyed even this. But more than anything else, he loved watching Kent. He hadn't seen him since the trouble at the dorm. He had assumed this was because of Kent's embarrassment at freezing up under fire. If so, he seemed to Felix to have gotten over it. Warm and friendly to all, tall and handsome, exuding twin auras of goodwill and unintentional physical intimidation, he really was everything Forrest had said he was. The shyness was there, too, broadcasted by his pained efforts to conceal it. It was a genuine attempt, Felix knew, to be what everyone seemed to need him to be, the lion he resembled. Felix smiled and sipped. He knew a thing or two about lions, and Kent wasn't in it, nowhere near arrogant enough. It was Felix's firm conviction, furthermore, that it was no loss, none at all. "Gentle is better," he whispered, tilting his glass at the handsome features across the sea of admiring officers and press. Then Kent saw him looking, and everything changed. At first Felix thought it had been his imagination. Kent's sudden, paled expression couldn't be due to recognition, he thought. How would he know me outside my armor? It soon became apparent, however, that Kent did know him, knew, in fact, every move he made through the crowd. Every few seconds or so, Felix would catch Kent watching him. He would always look away when their eyes met, but he would be looking again a few seconds later, looking and drinking. He drank a hell of a lot, even, or especially, for a well-tuned athlete. Felix was becoming alarmed, and he wasn't the only one. The first time Kent staggered, the entire horde seemed to bow with the shock of the sight. Felix hated it. He wasn't equipped for it. He wasn't adequate. Not now, not anymore. He left quietly, sliding unobtrusively out the door as the ribbon ceremony began. Shoin caught him outside in the passageway.
"Where you going?" she wanted to know.
He said something about being on duty in 2 more hours and too much to drink and such. She took a step closer and rested a hand on his shoulder.
"Have you forgotten how to have a good time?" she asked.
He ignored the sinking feeling in the pit of his stomach. He smiled badly. He said he hadn't forgotten. Shoin eyed him suspiciously.
"Are you sure that's true?"
she demanded. He paused.
"Sure it's true," he exclaimed.
He smiled again. He patted her on the shoulder. He walked away. And it was true, he said to himself as he entered the lift. He did remember. He did. He just wasn't sure that was enough.